Well, ask any comedian how and where they first cut their teeth, and a lot of them will tell you at school. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival knows this well. Their Class Clowns program for secondary students has been running for 17 years. Now the festival has developed another program. It's specifically for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students in schools across New South Wales, and it's called Deadly Funny Kids, as Ali Benton reports.
Now I want to hear everyone do their various emotions. Okay, we're going to go around the room. I want to hear you guys. Let's go. All right. Whoa. You need everyone alive at the end of this. All right. And let's go.
Comedian Matt Okine warming up the students at South Sydney High as part of the Deadly Funny Kids program. There's about 40 students in the classroom, half of them Indigenous or Torres Strait Islander, some looking keen, others rolling their eyes. It's Matt Okine's job to keep their attention.
We have a lot of fun with the kids, actually. I think sometimes they don't really know what to expect, and the whole idea is to let them know that, hey, pretty much anything goes, you know, just give it a shot. If you don't know if it's going to be funny, you've got to put it out there. You know, you have to be in it to win it.
What are the golden rules of comedy?
The golden rule, I think probably the biggest, is the view must be worth the climb. So if you're taking someone on a long journey, by the time you get there, you want to really be able to see that beautiful, you know, setting. If you don't want to climb all the way to the top of Everest and see that there's a brick wall, you know, blocking your view.
I want you to think about the funniest thing that happened to you just recently. The last thing that happened to you that was really, really funny. And I want you to have a think about it. We're going to work either individually or you can work with a pair. So every single one of you guys is going to come up. So you guys are working in a group?
My life's not funny.
Your life is very funny.
The students break off into groups and start workshopping. Brent Newport and Hayden Towns are in year 10. They have a few ideas, but not all of them they want to share on radio.
I live in Maroubra and my tribe are the Gimilaroi people.
I live in Coogee and I'm from Bungelung.
We're going to talk about our family members and how my mum got... Oh, no, I can't say that. This is the radio.
What are you going to tell?
I'm going to talk about how my mum can't text, like, very fast. And how she calls me randomly while she's out and says that she'll be home soon.
So how bad is she at texting?
She's, like, really slow, and it'll take, like, half an hour just for her to text something.
Do you ever get a text from her that doesn't make sense?
Yeah, all the time. Like, misspelt letters.
And do you make your parents laugh?
Laugh, but also angry if I take it too far.
How do you know when you go too far?
They give me, like, a really serious look.
Brent and Hayden rehearse the routines in their group, but manage to escape having to perform them, saved by the school bell. Virginia Lovett, general manager of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, is watching over the workshop, her eyes on future funny talent.
Providing these sort of drama workshops or other workshops in schools, I think, starts to create a language for particularly teenagers to say, well, this might be an option for me. I might be on stage, or I might be behind stage, or I might want to get involved in the arts. And I think that's the power of arts education, to be transformative. And I think getting them young is a key to that. So that's why Deadly Funny Kids is a project we want to continue and want to get out into the regions. It's also, comedy's very flexible, so it's just one comedian doing the workshop, so we can get into far outlying regions or communities, fly in, work with the communities, and then come back hopefully year in, year out to develop those skills.
As the students file out after the Deadly Funny workshop, I ask comedian Matt Okine if he had spotted any class clowns.
Absolutely. You can see in every workshop there's always a couple, and a lot of the times it's the ones who are sort of acting up a bit more, you know, they're a bit of a larrikin or whatever, and then you can see that they've got the knowledge of what is funny, and they've got the ability to do that in front of a class, but it's letting them know, hey, this is actually your time to shine.
But sometimes that skill's not appreciated in the environment of a classroom.
Yes, yeah, school is not always the best environment to produce comedy because, you know, obviously you can't be too disruptive in the classroom, but that's the beauty of these workshops, is to getting them creative and, you know, storytelling in a school environment and saying, hey, guys, this isn't your English class. you're allowed to say those jokes or act a little bit funny, you know, so just to really let them know that everything's going to be okay.
Best story that you've heard in one of these workshops?
A guy did a great piece about how he works at Kmart and about how when he says hello to people at the checkout, quite often, you know, he says, "Hi, how are you?" And they say, "Good, how are you?" And then he says, "Yeah, good, thanks, how are you?" And so there's that back and forth. And, you know, he started talking about it, and it's like, of course, everyone's done that. You know, everyone's said, "Hi, how are you?" too many times. And so the audience really picked up on it. Like, all the kids really enjoyed it, and they were firing off, you know, "Oh, and this happens as well." And that's the sort of thing that you want. You want a point of discussion so that people start going, "Yeah, that is funny. Oh, that happens to me." You know, letting them know that these things are universal.
Comedian Matt O'Kine ending that report from Ali Benton and the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's a grand name. It's a grand thing too, and it kicks off on the 28th of March.